From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. This past week, the campaign of Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul announced that Paul had raised $5 million over the last 3 months. That's on par with Senator John McCain and what he raised in the last quarter. Ron Paul has become the rage of the blogosphere, mostly because of his strong opposition to the war in Iraq, an unusual position for a Republican. His newfound celebrity is not what one would have expected 3 decades ago when he first ran for Congress. As part of our series on first campaigns of the presidential contenders, NPR's Wade Goodwin looks back on the origins of Ron Paul, the politician.
Here's something you might not know about Ron Paul, the obstetrician-turned-congressman from Southeast Texas, but that $5 million he raised so easily over the last 12 weeks is a clue. All over this nation, there are thousands, nay, tens of thousands of voters who see the aging doctor as one of America's unique political heroes.
Ron Paul's a country doctor, a wise and peaceful man. Heard his Uncle Sam was sick, came up with a plan. His neighbors most agreed that we'd ignored the Constitution. I sent the good doc north and sparked the Ron Paul Revolution.
In Manchester, New Hampshire, supporters came from all over New England to see and hear their man.
For so long in this country by deferring and defaulting to those who want to control our lives through the use of government force, and we're sick and tired of it, and we want to control our own lives.
He was always pretty consistent. I used to say that, you know, it doesn't make any difference what the issue is. Somehow or other, Ron will always get it back to the gold standard, whether it's athlete's feet or cancer.
Back in the late 1970s, Bob Gamage ran 3 times against Ron Paul for Congress, winning once and losing twice. Gamage was the first Texas politician to learn not to underestimate the obstetrician from Brazoria County. He would not be the last.
Oh, I think to their great disappointment, a lot of people did not take him seriously, and he snuck up on them, if you will. He surprised them. Ron's a good candidate.
In 1976, the country was coming off the Watergate scandal, President Nixon had resigned, and the Democrats were looking to make big gains in Congress. But at the same time, Republicans were learning how to use their biggest advantage over the Democrats, their large campaign war chest, to better effect. When Texas Congressman Bob Casey, a Democrat, resigned in the middle of his term to become a maritime commissioner, Gamage says he thought he would hold the seat for the Democrats in the special election. But on election morning, Gamage woke up to a radio ad and got an early dose of a tactic that 30 years later would become known as swift boating.
I'd been out putting up signs the night before the runoff election, had my radio alarm set for 7 o'clock. I was awakened by a scream, a blood-curdling scream. It sounded like the voice of a little 12-year-old girl, and it just jolted me. You know, I'm out of my slumber and out of bed. The next thing I heard was a sweet little girl's voice saying, "I hope my mommy and daddy don't vote for Bob Gamage, because he wants to turn the rapists and murderers loose to attack us in our beds. I hope my mommy and daddy vote for Ron Paul. He wants to put them in jail where they belong." Whoa! Wait a minute.
It wasn't just the radio ads that gave Gamage fits, but also Ron Paul's intimate relationship to so many voters in a sizable chunk of the congressional district, especially the moms.
I had real difficulty down in Brazoria County where he practiced, because he had delivered half the babies in the county. There were only 2 OB-GYNs in the county, and the other one was his partner.
No, I didn't expect to get elected because I was cynical and I was negative and said that people don't want to be free. They want to be taken care of by government. They want to be dependent on government. They want the welfare state. The military-industrial complex was too powerful.
Ron Paul grew up in the town of Greentree, Pennsylvania. Descended from German immigrants, his father ran a small dairy company. Paul adopted his economic theories in the 60s from the Austrian school, which argues that expanding the money supply, in other words, printing paper money not backed by gold, eventually ruins the economy and the country.
In studying monetary history, we find that inflation, that is when you inflate the currency, create too much of it, there's a transfer of wealth from the middle class to the wealthy. So it was this determination that I thought was so crucial that the message should be heard. And I thought, well, I'll just let the chips fall where they may. And of course, it's led me to a much longer political career than I had ever anticipated.
Since he began his political career more than 30 years ago, Ron Paul has stayed true to his quest to fight for what's right without question or pause. And to his small but growing band of believers, his integrity has made him a modern political hero.
Some people have labeled this a revolution, and I would say this is a grand day for a revolution. Thank you.
Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.